This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. 50 years ago today, 130 people died in a plane crash outside Paris. At the time, it was the world's deadliest airplane accident. But the most devastated community wasn't in France. Almost all the plane's passengers were arts patrons from Atlanta, Georgia. They were visiting Europe as part of a three-week arts tour. David Bereswain of member station WABE reports on how that crash and the resulting loss changed Atlanta.
It was the worst thing that ever happened to Milton Bevington. He witnessed the crash of the Boeing 707 at Orly Airport. His wife and mother-in-law were on board.
Plane went up about 6 feet and came back down and bounced around and zigzagged and finally broke in half.
The chartered flight crashed when the pilot aborted takeoff. 122 of those killed were members of the Atlanta Art Association. The group was just finishing a tour of Paris and returning home, but Bevington, who died in 2010, wasn't on the plane.
My wife, who was on the plane, had a great fear of flying, and she had an unwritten rule that we never flew on the same flight anywhere, and so if we were going someplace, we'd take two different planes.
A day or so later, Atlanta's Mayor Ivan Allen Jr. visited the crash site.
The plane began to lose its undercarriage. Then the left wing apparently struck a house some 1,100 or 1,200 feet off the end of the runway and sheared the house off, and that turned the plane into an angle like this. The tail broke off, went one way, and then apparently...
And in the summer of 1962, this crash held the nation's attention. Martin Luther King Jr. is said to have canceled a sit-in because of it, and even Andy Warhol commemorated the accident in a painting. But the crash devastated Atlanta. In one moment, most of the leaders of the arts community were gone, and those that remained grieved at the loss of so many.
There are very few moments in time when large groups of people suddenly hold their breath together.
Joe Bancroft is the outgoing CEO of the Woodruff Arts Center.
And so, in the aftermath that followed that, there became a sort of community feeling that we needed to do something here in the town as a memorial.
And that's exactly what happened. People donated millions of dollars to the Atlanta Art Association. That led to the construction of what is today known as the Woodruff Arts Center. The 12-acre campus houses the High Museum of Art, the Alliance Theater, and the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. That's where I found concertgoer Joan Shorter. She says that today, not many Atlanta residents even know of the crash, and those that do really don't talk about it.
Well, yeah, it was a great tragedy. It's a great tragedy, and when people talk about tragedies, they whisper, especially, you know, genteel Southern women. And there's probably very few people who have really know anything about it.
This weekend in Atlanta, they will talk about it, though, as the Woodruff Arts Center pauses to remember the accident. Outside the center, there is one thing that could be overlooked, a statue, an oversized bronze casting of a man, Rodin's The Shade. It was a gift from France. A large circular marker at its base lists the names of those who died. And it is this very spot that still serves as a memorial site for those who lost friends and loved ones 50 years ago. For NPR News, I'm David Bereswain in Atlanta.